broadcast from the studios of Alive 90.5 and syndicated on The Wolf with Big Stu and MJ. This is Planet Country.
Hello and welcome to Australia's most popular country music radio program. It's Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. I am the Auto DJ 4000, and on tonight's show we have new music from Kip Moore, Jared Neiman, and Jesse James Decker. Rising artist Josh Satterfield will be checking in with the guys to talk about his new music and touring stories, and MJ will check the latest social media news. Let's get started with the Jaycini Band. This is Right Next to Me.
There's a party in the country, we're gonna be up all night. Take your heels off, get your boots on, slow dance to your favorite song. No closing time or pickup lines, just good old-fashioned fun. It's only just begun. Don't need no DJ, we play country all night long. Just let those good times roll on and hurt anyone. Swung right through the night. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be with you right next to me. I know that you're used to going out, getting all dressed up with the girls and heading downtown. You like your makeup and your hair done, watching all the little boys come and done. Let me show you what it's like to be with a real man. Don't need no DJ, we play country all night long. Just let those good times roll on, ain't hurting anyone. We got that bonfire burning bright, keep us warm right through the night. Ain't no
Jaycini Band getting us underway with Right Next to Me and some news about JSB. They've just signed a record deal with Social Family Records, and that song is going to be re-released as a single to coincide with the video, which was released about an hour ago. MJ, you were in the video. How does it feel to finally have your work out there for the fans?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm asking you how it feels to have the video that you're in now released.
Hang on. Sorry, sir. You'll need to speak with my agent and book a time for an interview. Jeez. I will not be discussing my work unless it's an official interview in my book.
I knew this would happen. I knew it would go to his head. Look, you aren't the star of the video. You're just some guy dancing in the back of a semi-trailer.
So are you.
Yes.
At least I was closer to the camera.
Fortunately, the director had the good sense to keep me hidden away, you know, behind the drum kit, wearing dark glasses, facing the wrong way. But do check the clip out. The link is on our Facebook page. And congrats to Jay and the band for the video and the new deal.
I'm available for other music videos, by the way. Just get your peeps to talk to my peeps. We'll get it done. We'll get it done. I will save your production. Don't worry.
And by my peeps, you mean yourself on Facebook Messenger. Now, someone we haven't heard from in a while is Jared Neiman. Didn't we call him J-Rod?
J-Rod! He's back,
J-Rod
man!
Neiman. is back.
G-Dog.
And I have to say, I've been eagerly awaiting his new music because we all know him as the Drink to That All Night guy.
Can drink to that all night. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The one.
He actually shook that song up with Pitbull,
yeah.
If you remember correctly. It's a brilliant remix of the song.
Exactly.
Man. That was killer.
Well, he's back and he hasn't lost any swagger. The new song is called I Got This. Let's check it out right now. Planet Cunt.
I got this cold white Russian in my hand. I got this turquoise sky and zero plans. I got this car full of smoke and gasoline. Letting my mind unwind in my own jet stream. I'd love someone like you to come along for the ride. If you got nothing to do for the rest of the night. Girl, I got this, don't gotta think too hard. Got this red sombrero and some black and milds. I got this pile of vinyl records coming back in style. You put the happy in my hello, make my son a brighter yellow. Just say hell no to that halo, girl, and let yourself just let go. Cause I got this, don't gotta think too hard. This tailwind taking me into town. You got this work week that you wanna drown. We got a full moon fever on a high country night. Got this Gibson tuned a half step down just right. That's right, I got this. Don't gotta think too hard.
Our special guest on the show this week joins us on the line now, Josh Setterfield. Welcome back to Planet Country.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, it's been a few months since we caught up with you, and it's been a massive time for you. Of course, you just released a brand new single, which we'll hear about a little later in the show. We're going to play it. But let's go back to the first single from your forthcoming EP. Did you have any clue how much Hometown would take off with the fans?
Not really, man. It was supposed to just be the song that I kind of like. Obviously, the song means a lot to me, but it was just the song that I kind of put out there to let people know I've got music coming. And the response has been absolutely insane, especially for my hometown. They've started calling it their anthem, which is
that's cool.
Like the best thing that could have happened, but. I can't even explain it. Hey, like, it's just, I'm over the moon with it.
Well, it was a different sound for you, and I guess an interesting choice for the first single. I mean, you say you just needed to get it out there, but, I mean, the result, I think, was that the industry is sitting up and taking notice of you. Was that something, you know, conscious? Were you thinking about that when you said, hey, let's put Hometown out there, or was it just a case of got to get something out, let's go with this?
To be honest, I don't really think much.
Is that overthinking it, is it?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't really use... As I said to someone, I was having a conversation with someone last night, and they said that the left side of your brain is the creative side and the right side is the thinking side. And I said, well, I don't think I've ever used the right side. I just put everything that I want to put out at the time, I kind of just go with it. And I guess putting a softer song out for the first single was a little bit of a risk, but at the same time, I feel like it kind of just showed people who I was and just where I came from and what I'm about a little bit more, which is cool.
Speaking of the brain, at least you got one half working. That's the main thing. As long as one half works, you're
there
fine.
There are times when neither of mine work.
Being a musician, I guess I've got the right half working.
Yeah. The video features your actual hometown and family, and it's obviously a very personal story for you. What was it like to put that video together from a personal perspective?
Well, it was actually probably the best video shoot I've done. That's actually because we did that ourselves. Actually, my manager and I, we just went and we got a drone and we filmed it all with a drone. So there was no big camera crews or anything for that one.
You were the camera crew.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when I wasn't in the shot, I'm actually filming it or flying the drone. So it was great. It was great to do it. And I guess it's a better way of getting my grandparents were in the clip as well. So
wow.
If there had been a big camera crew in their faces, they probably wouldn't have been as keen on it as they were. So.
That's amazing. Well, the song got the attention of the established country industry, and the video is a beautiful representation of your upbringing. Let's check out Hometown right now on Planet Country.
There's a little old town with a jetty and beer. It's where I spent my younger years. Blinking, you just might miss it go by. Well, it's my hometown's where my heart lies. You know I've been so far and I've traveled so wide. From the city skyscrapers to the country lines. I know I've never found somewhere to call mine. My hometown is where I feel alive. So take me back, back where I came from, back where I once was, back where I come home. You know that I don't wanna leave, but I can say my hometown is where my heart will stay. My old folks live in a waterfront house. Two doors up from where the tide runs out. Where you can drop your boat in the big bright blue. You can leave this town, but it won't leave you. So take me back, back where I came from, back where I once was. Back where I come home. You know that I don't wanna leave, but I can say my hometown is where my heart will stay. As the world goes by, have a beer with your pop and lose track of time. Till your nan she calls with a home cooked meal. Yeah, this place is paradise to me. So take me back, back where I came from, back where I once was, back where I come home. Know that I don't wanna leave, but I can say. You know that I don't wanna leave, but I can say. My hometown is where my heart will stay. Thank you.
Josh Setterfield is our special guest on Planet Country, and we need to talk about the past few months because following the success of Hometown, you've been busy supporting some big-name artists, including Shannon Knoll. Now, it looked like, according to social media, you were having a ball. What's it like touring with Knollsy?
Pretty much everything you can expect. honestly, he's probably the most down-to-earth dude I've ever met. He's really humble, and he treats his fans amazingly, and just being the guy that he is, like it's hard to not have a good time with him. I was stoked when I got on those shows because I've been friends with him for a little while, even before I played shows. But to go out there and actually do it, at first it's really nerve wracking because Knowlesy fans can get pretty rowdy. but I went out there with my acoustic guitar, just thinking they were gonna just destroy me, and that's all right. I got them singing and stuff like that, and they're the greatest bunch of people as well. So yeah.
And we saw you up on stage with the man as well, singing as well. That must have been a thrill.
That's the best part of the night. I just don't even want to play. I don't want to support. I just want to get up there and do that 30 seconds of song with him every time.
You reckon you'll be one of the ones, like when Keith Urban had tours, he brings out Jimmy Barnes. Do you reckon Knowlesy, massive tourer, even you're going to do your own thing, he's going to be like, I got a special guest just for this one song. Just out of it.
Let's hope I get well known enough for that.
I thought you were going to say Barnsey. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Here's Barnsey, but I come out.
That's right.
What can you do, working class man? Is your voice grouchy enough?
It's a working class man! No, doesn't work.
Hey, it wasn't far off.
Now, another artist that you actually supported is a name that I think a lot of people will be familiar with right now. Another competition contestant. Knowlesy didn't win. Shame. But you recently supported the Voice Australia winner, Judah Kelly. What did you make of King Judah?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Again, like, I guess I can't really say it about one person, but everyone I've met so far has been really loyal to, like, everyone and just, like, a really humble person. But Judah, honestly, like, I chat to him out the back and stuff like that before he goes on, and he's just, like, oh, like, I hope they accept me and stuff. And I'm just like, dude, you're going to kill it. And he goes out there and he snatches it. You know, like, oh, man.
He's insanely talented, isn't he? Like, he's just the voice, the guitar playing. It's just the package.
Well, I actually first met Judah. He was playing bass for Rachel, for him, in Tamworth. And that's the first time this year that I had met him. So right. It was really cool just to catch up again and stuff. I always knew, I heard him warming up out the back one day, and I was just like, no, that dude, he's just going to be a fun man.
Now, you also spent some time in Newcastle. You supported Viper Creek Band, plus a little, was it a songwriting session with Troy Kemp and Jeremy Barnes?
Yes. I'm actually really good friends with both of them now. Mm. And it's really heavy song. It's very Brantley Gilbert.
this is intriguing.
Well, when you roll with Troy Kemp, one of the kings of country rock in Australia, and Jeremy Barnes, the fifth fastest guitar player in Australia, right. It's going
to
be
according to Jay Sini. I don't know how they measure that, but according to Jay, Jeremy is the fifth fastest. I remember we were talking to Jeremy, and he saw you play at Tamworth, and he was eager to catch up with you. So what was the experience like?
Honestly, man, it was great. We come from like the same background, I guess. Mm. Me, Troy, and Jeremy have all come from a pretty heavy music background, and so you sit down together and you kind of write in like a band-ish situation, and it came together really quickly. Actually, we only were writing for about two hours, I think, and then we took a shot because we were stoked.
As you do.
Given you're recording all the instruments yourself and producing your own music, is co-writing something you're interested in pursuing?
To be honest, man, that's my first co-write. I've never actually written a song with anyone before, except for a little, a smaller Canadian artist, Tanisha. I helped write some of her EP, but apart from that, this is my first co-write with someone that's a little bit more well-known. And you know what? I absolutely loved it because coming from playing in a band and stuff, as I have been in the past, it's more of a team feeling again because I obviously with all my own stuff, I just write it myself and record it. But so I'm more than happy to do this more often.
And it's a lot of fun as well, isn't it? I mean, the end result's
so
good, but you have a lot of fun along the way and shots. Yeah. Now, speaking of songwriting, Kip Moore is one of the best in the business. His new album, Slow Heart, was released last week. One of my favorite tracks is called Sunburn. Let's have a listen to it right now. Here's Kip Moore on Planet Country.
Salty cigarette blowing East Coast stars, and that dress made a mess out of my heart. And I can feel the tears of that.
that beachside town, sound of that roller coaster slowing down, and the smell of Chanel on your neck. And recline my seat, and we lay in that sweat. You drew hearts on my chest.
Good is Kip Moore's Slow Heart album, the number one country album in Australia, in fact. And, of course, he has really passionate fans down under. Josh Setterfield is our guest, and he's going to stick around on the line. But next, we check the weather around the country. This is Planet Country on Alive 90.5 and The Wolf.
Australia's remote coastline attracts people involved in activities such as drug smuggling, illegal immigration, or the poaching of Australia's wildlife. If you live, work or play near the coast, you can contribute to fighting these crimes. Report any unusual or suspicious activities to the Customs Watch 24-hour free phone, 1800 06 1800. You know your area. You know what's right and what's not. We should all watch out for Australia. 1800 06 1800.
Now on Planet Country, it's time to check the weather around the nation.
How's the weather today? Is it sunny?
It's gonna be a long, hot summer.
Is it raining?
It's raining on a Sunday.
Is it cloudy?
Storming like crazy.
Is it snowing?
It's a shame about the weather.
How's the weather today?
MJ, none of that, I don't think. What can listeners expect around the country tomorrow?
They can expect temperatures and
which
weathers.
Will be?
Okay, I have to tell you, do I? All right. Yeah. Brisbane, a shower or two and a possible storm. You spoke too soon. You had to speak too soon. Good thing we're not in Brisbane.
They'll
sorry,
get the rain.
Josh
we
Setterfield
need the rain
and fans.
In Sydney.
Yeah. Mm. A shower or two and a possible storm with a top of 28. Wow.
Mm.
It's going to be like muggy. Is that a term?
It would be
muggy.
Up there. Yeah.
Ugh. Sydney, sunny and 28. Winning. Canberra, mostly sunny and 24. Melbourne, partly cloudy with 21. Hobart, a possible late shower with 17. It's always running late. Can they just
it
be
is.
On time for once? Okay.
Catch up to the mainland.
Exactly. Adelaide, mostly sunny with 26, and Perth, showers, windy with 19 degrees. Perth got the raw end of the stick there.
They did. It was windy last week too. Now, what about in Music City, of course?
Alrighty. So, Nashville.
Yeah.
I admit, is actually season final happened.
Yeah.
Christy Lamb had a double check with people because she wasn't quite sure. And everyone's like, no, it's finished. And she went, oh, no.
And then I noticed that and someone commented saying, oh, the whole thing's over. It's been cancelled. And it's like, no, it's not. They're...
Wasn't that a season ago?
Yeah, but then it came back. So
yeah. Anyway, okay, so Nashville, in case Morgan Evans is listening from his Sydney hotel room and is wondering what's happened back in his adopted hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, Morgs, Morgsy,
yes.
Evans. Is anyone just calling by the last name? Because that's like a first name as well.
Mm.
It'll be sunny and 89, which for you, buddy, for Morgan, is 32 degrees Celsius.
He was good on Sunrise and the project. Apparently, he's the new Keith Urban.
No matter what your age, most of us played sport when we were young. And there was always one thing that made you want to disappear into the corner or even give up your chosen sport. And that was when somebody on the sideline hurled abuse at either you or a teammate or an official. These are things that make sports so painful for so many kids. And the time has come to stop it. I'm Usman Khawaja from the Australian cricket team. My message is a simple one. Let kids be kids. Let them enjoy their sport. Find out more at playbytherules.net.au.
Now back to your favourites.
Big Stu and MJ with Planet Country.
Yeah.
That's Almost Over You, which is new for Jesse James Decker feat. Randy Houser on Planet Country.
And Randy Houser tweeted about the duet saying, have always said at Jesse J. Decker, because, you know, that's our Twitter handle, is one of the best singers I've known. Love you and thank you. Well, clearly he's not quite over her.
But, yes, but married to an Australian. But he's got a great voice. That's a good song. I reckon that's going to be huge. Excellent. Next up, we got this.
Now on Planet Country, it's time for the prestigious Song of the Week.
Dancing Man is back.
Big Stu, since we have been having special guests on the show virtually every week, how amazing are we, man? We're doing pretty good. It's no fun trying to guess who has Song of the Week. It's always obvious. Yeah. So I'm going to say Judah Kelly. Josh Satterfield.
You'd be right, MJ. Josh, you released the second single, Feel in Love, this week after The Wolf debuted to radio on Monday. Congratulations on the song. It's absolutely brilliant. Tell us about it.
Don't know what to say about it, to be honest.
It's a song.
Feel in Love. I guess that's about what it's about.
It's a love song. There you go.
What about the music video, which you dropped as well on Tuesday? You promoted that as sort of a movie. Mm. Was that what came to mind when you were writing the song?
Actually, when writing it, I had a movie in my mind, but it was more for the music video I put. Like, we kind of wanted to put it together like a Dan and Shay. You know how they've put out that new song and it's for the movie? I can't remember what the movie's called. Or something.
Yeah.
When they put that out, I was like, I want to make a music video that looks like it's to a movie, something that could have been a movie or looks like I'm singing to the movie. So we did that, and then I was talking to my manager, and I said, you know what, it would be really cool if we had a movie preview for this movie. And so I chucked that together with iMovie. Thanks, iMovie.
That looked fantastic, too. I'd pay to see that movie.
So would I.
I'd go further. I'd go to VMAX, is it? Where you pay more and get a better seat. I'd do that for it.
Wow. Like gold class.
Gold class it. That's what I'd do.
I think this song is not only Song of the Week, it's Movie of the Week.
Something. Yeah. We should start doing movie reviews, and you can review this.
Just call up the local cinema, and we'll do, like, concerts and movies and stuff.
Sounds good. Now, speaking of the movie, the mini movie being the video, was that an old barn you were playing guitar in? That looked pretty cool.
Yeah, actually, it's a golf course out at Boomerang Farm. That's their wedding reception. And we were looking for a few places, and we went and checked out a few things, and they were cool, but they just didn't have this vibe that I wanted. The second we walked into that one, she flicked on the lights, and all the fairy lights came up the top. I was like, this is the place.
This is the one.
It cost us a bit of money, but that's all right. It made it.
It looks fantastic. And is it hard to, because when you're singing, it's hard to sing, I think, at the different speed that they film these music videos in, because, you know, MJ and I are aficionados now. We've been in a music video. But what about playing guitar? Because you're sort of playing it at a weird speed because they slow it all down. It's very odd.
It wasn't too bad for this one. There wasn't too much of a difference, but I do know what you're talking about. Mm. And having to play things at double speed is really weird when it's a slow song, because you've got to act all like slow and moody, but really at the same time you go on like, she was looking at my brown hair. Yeah, really strange.
I think the whole reason people do that, it's just for the long hair flick, isn't it? That's the whole thing, slow-mo hair
flick. I can
do
that because I've got a fringe.
All right, well, we have no doubt this is going to be a hit. Let's check out the Planet Country Song of the Week now. This is Josh Satterfield, Feelin' Love.
The game she's playing, I know what I'm feeling right here tonight. And I know that sitting in the dim lit lights, feeling like you should be by my side, is making my heart come alive. 'Cause she was all sitting right there in a t-shirt, and she was making those eyes being a flirt. And I know there ain't any better, I would rather be than here tonight. She was swinging that long brown hair, feel like time stood still, feel like every girl I knew couldn't compare to you, feel like every smile was shining like me.
dark, lighting up my heart, and I was feeling love. What I gotta do to get that smile up against mine? I'm praying right here, right now, I'm doing it right. So take another full shot of that whiskey, confident with a touch, tipsy holder, 'cause this night ain't close to over. She was swinging that long brown hair, feeling like time stood still, feeling like every girl I knew couldn't compare to you. Feeling like every smile shining like neon lights through the dark, lighting up my heart. Feeling like time stood still, feeling like every girl I knew couldn't compare to you. Feeling like every smile was shining like neon lights through the dark, and lighting up my heart, and I was feeling love. I was feeling love.
Hi everyone, it's Keith Urban.
Hi, I'm Jade Holland.
What's up, y'all? I'm Chase Rice.
G'day, folks. This is Damien from the Viper Creek Band.
What's up, guys? This is Josh Setterfield. Dead already. Okay. Enough of it now. This is Josh Setterfield. You're listening to Planet Country.
Now on Planet Country, what's trending on social media? Hashtag lame theme.
I'm sitting in the movies and I'm looking at my phone. I need to check my Facebook while the ads are shown. Looking at my phone. Looking at my phone.
Now here's the only host on this show with a clue about social media, MJ.
Alrighty guys, once again, here are the clues. PC Radio Show is our handle on Twitter. It's also our username on Snapchat. Once again, PC Radio Show. And then for Facebook and Instagram, it's pretty easy. Planet Country Radio. Jump on social media. Follow me. And you might get a little bit of Big Stu. It's mostly me. He doesn't really do much, but we'll get a little bit of him here
just,
and there.
Just thinking, MJ, before we get onto social media news, I did notice something during the week. You know, a lot of the artists are doing live Facebook things.
Yeah.
One of the artists was live on Facebook and actually mentioned Braceface Brad. Do you realize this character is getting bigger than you?
I saw this. Brooke Chevelle, okay, went live on his Facebook page.
How are you going to keep – I mean, his head's already big. What are you going to do to keep him in his place?
Okay, so I'm just like – oh my God, seriously, stealing my job. And Braceface Brad is over in the corner like, oh my God, oh my God. And Natalie Pearson, who was also live next to Brooke Chevelle because they're touring together, live on both of their Facebook pages. I'm watching both at the same time and there's like a 2-second delay and I can't keep up with what they're saying.
That's odd.
And Natalie Pearson's just like, he still talks about Braceface Brad.
There you go, he's a hit. Even Josh, our guest on the line, knows all about Braceface Brad.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, see?
That's what most people
say. See, Brad, they're getting sick of you. Go away.
Yeah, all right. Now, MJ, what's been happening on social this week?
All right, the impossibly good-looking Luke Bryan,
yeah,
it's the only way to call his name, was pelted with iPhones on stage.
I hope none of them hit him in his face.
What is the story behind this?
We've got to protect the impossibly good-looking features. What happened?
Okay, so Luke Bryan was performing in Virginia Beach recently when suddenly he was dodging iPhones being held at him at his person, okay?
At his person.
He was in between songs and apparently reading some messages on a fan's phone out loud to the rest of the crowd, as you do. So you're like, yeah, your mum wants you to buy groceries, you know.
Pick up the milk.
Milk, stuff like that. Yep. when other fans got really jealous. Now, it's Luke Bryan. Everyone's jealous all the time.
Anyway.
Okay, yeah. So they started throwing their iPhones at the singer in the hopes that he would read their
incredibly
embarrassing messages. Yeah.
Look, I get that people would want to throw their iPhones away because, you know, iPhone. But, I mean, are they crazy? What did Luke Bryan do?
There goes another damn phone.
I would prefer if they threw the iPhone at me because I actually really need a new phone.
That's like, right, you catch it and say, hey, thanks for that.
Get in line, Josh, please. My microphone doesn't work. That's why I have to borrow Stu's phone. You know how hard it is to borrow Stu's phone? He doesn't know where he puts all these apps and I can't find them.
Is it a Nokia 3315?
No.
It used to be.
It's actually a very good phone. I'm not going to mention it, but it's a very good
It used to be
phone.
The Nokia, but he broke it. I don't know how, but he did.
Can you just go back to that Luke Bryan impersonation? Can you do that again, please?
There goes another damn phone. How much damn money are y'all making around here that you are throwing our phones out up here? He also said, that they are weapons, you a-holes, he joked before launching into another song. I feel like that's a song right there.
Sorry, it's such a good impersonation that I fell off the chair.
They are weapons, you a-holes, is a song you can't perform when you perform for the troops in Afghanistan because they literally are weapons.
Oh my God.
Now, I can only assume they weren't iPhone 10s because, you know, at over $1,000 in the US, what are they here, 1800 or something?
It begs the question, what are some of the strangest things thrown on stage? And who better to ask than our special guest, Josh Setterfield.
Now,
ta-da.
Josh, you come from a punk background amongst, other things. Tell us, what have you been pelted with back in the day?
You want the top thing that's been thrown at me on
because there's a massive list. Yeah, give us or I don't know the strangest something that sticks out.
Okay, when I was on stage in Adelaide, we were playing to a massive crowd, and I actually had a mum thrown at me.
Okay, hang on, back up. What
a mum? M U M.
Yes.
Or M O M if you're in America.
O M. Yes.
So hey, what? Just set the scene. What? How does that happen?
Okay. So I was playing Stacey's Mom, as you know the song.
Of course, and one that your fans are always requesting when you go live on social.
Yes, every time. That's tradition. Anyway, I was playing Stacey's Mom, and I got a girl and her mom up on stage. And so the girl and the mom are here, and I play them Stacey's Mom, and they're standing there in front of the whole crowd. And the crowd cheers, and I finish the song, and the mom turns around and just kisses me with tongue.
Stacey's yes. mum.
Should have seen.
Well, she's got that. It going on, so, you know, I mean.
She did it. Well, she knew what she wanted, and she took that, so.
So what was your reaction? That must have just stunned you.
I think there's a video of it online, actually. I know there's definitely a photo, and the girl's face is just like, oh, my God, and my face is just kind of like, that just happened.
Someone get TMZ on the line, please. They've probably got five copies of it.
All right, now, that's an interesting story, I got to say. Now, while we're on social media, I saw something on one of your pages recently. You were practicing drums for a gig you have. Are you playing drums for someone else?
I am, actually. I'm playing drums at Denny with Rachel for him, actually.
Ah, so, on the Friday. Okay, that's
so
pretty cool.
I've got two shows on the Friday. If you're around at Denny, come check it out. I'm playing with Rachel, and then I'm playing my own set on Saturday.
That is amazing. So, because you can play all these different instruments, so how does it come about that you're playing drums for Rachel? Because I know you supported her at Tamworth, so does she ring up and go, yo, I need a drummer, can you do it?
No, she actually just put it out on Facebook, and I was like, yeah, I could play some drums.
That is unreal. Well, we can't wait to hear the rest of the EP. Josh Setterfield, thanks so much for hanging out with us on Planet Country.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to cast your vote in the Australian Country Music People's Choice Awards. When you vote, be sure to include Big Stu and MJ on Planet Country as your favourite radio DJs and as your favourite radio program, Planet Country on The Wolf Australia. To vote, head to tinyurl.com/vote PC radio. For more information, head to the Planet Country Facebook page.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone. Then I
said she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only logical reason that I got the last spot in the Hooters parking lot, and the waitress left her number on my check with a heart. She picked up on the first ring when I gave her a call, and I only spent $5 at the Moose Club raffle, one a used four-wheeler and three free passes for me and two of my buddies to play around a golf. She walked out. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. And I was caller number 5 on the radio station, won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation, D.C. Senorita fishing down.
Big Stew, that was something different on Snapchat. Braceface Brad, Pinhead Peter, just had an argument about Luke Combs and all the things he keeps winning. Snapchat filters never win anything. They feel really left out. So, Snapchat guys, filters. Get on Snapchat, PC Radio Show, because just give some love to those guys.
Luke Combs was the 5th caller through to his favourite radio station. And what did he win? A
4-day, 3-night beach vacation.
That's
no,
right.
No one call in now because we don't have that budget, okay? You're not going well, to...
It's
might
not
be
this
able to,
station. Let's
yeah,
just
you might get an there. Autographed photo from Big Stu and I if you're lucky. Even then, just message us social. What, who calls radio stations
just,
these days?
Just as an aside, how good is Luke Combs? And I think, just I'm just putting it out there, CMC.
I prefer Luke Hairbrush.
Possibly CMC. I wouldn't discount it. I think that's...
But you didn't hear it from us. We
you
don't know anything.
From us. Here's someone I'd love to see.
Just a
CMC.
Prediction.
Kanaan Smith. This is brand new for Kanaan Smith. It's This Night Back, Planet Country.
Got a handle, JD on the mantle, and bad girls looking so fly. Some all-nighters, flicking zipper lighters. Everybody right in the sky. It's like we're by CA down to VA, out here a long way from the freeway. La-di-da-di, you know we like to party, and we just getting started tonight. We be sipping light, we be tripping light, rolling old school joints on stereo. Everybody getting lit drunk in here. Ain't nobody got an empty cup in here. Shake your back, boys, from the front row. Keep doing what you're doing, baby, just like that. 'Cause we ain't ever gonna get this night back.
daddy. You know we like to party and we're just getting started tonight. All the hotties, you know they like to party and we're just getting started tonight.
We be sipping light, we be dreaming light. Rolling old school joints on stereo. Everybody getting lit drunk in here.
This night back, Ken and Smith. We are almost out of time, but we're going to try and fit one more song in. Okay, and we'll reveal that song in a second.
Yes, before we do that, next week we have to announce Drew McAllister, the legend, is in the studio next week playing exclusive to radio right here on Planet Country songs from his brand new album before it's released the following day at the Denny Ute Muster.
That's probably one of the biggest exclusives we've had in our 3-year run, Big Stu. More years to come, though.
That is absolutely fantastic. Let's finish on, well, the guy that's here at the moment.
He's here at the moment. He is one of us, but we know he misses Kelsey. I guess he just wants to kiss somebody.
Sometimes you gotta drink about somebody. But that ain't gonna bring them back. Sometimes you gotta cry and miss somebody. Yeah, we've all felt like that. If it's something that you gotta get over, but you just can't get over. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody in the back of a cab or on a subway train. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody on a midnight street in the summer rain. If you're wishing you were with somebody, 'cause you don't wanna go home when it's closing time. If you wanna kiss somebody, baby, I got somebody in mind. Kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. The kind of lips hit your lips, get your eyes to close. I know just what you're going through, 'cause I wanna kiss somebody too. Kiss somebody like you. I wanna kiss somebody like you. Sometimes you try to fix somebody just to find out they'll never change. Somebody makes you feel the way you thought you'd never feel again. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody in the back of a cab or on a subway train. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody on a midnight street in the summer rain. You're wishing you were with somebody, 'cause you don't wanna go home when it's closing time. If you wanna kiss somebody, baby, I got somebody. Kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. The kind of lips hit your lips, get your eyes to close. I know just what you're going through, 'cause I wanna kiss somebody too. Kiss somebody like you. I wanna kiss somebody like you. Yeah. Oh girl, who's the boy, the best remedies? Girl meets boy, girl don't make it harder than it has to be. Come and lay one on. Kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. The kind of lips hit your lips, get your eyes to close. Yeah, I know what you're going through. I do. So come on and kiss somebody in the back of a cab or on a subway train. Yeah, come on and kiss somebody on a midnight street in the summer rain. If you're wishing you were with somebody, 'cause you don't wanna go home when it's closing time. If you wanna kiss somebody, baby, I got somebody in mind. You can kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. The kind of lips hit your lips, get your eyes to close. I know just what you're going through, 'cause I wanna kiss somebody too. Kiss somebody like you. I wanna kiss somebody like you. I wanna kiss somebody.